another sleepless night. I guess I'm up all night.
Buffalo Blues performer Patty Parks knows the powerful effect music has on her live audience. As a nurse, she had an idea that the same music might have a powerful effect on another audience. Nearly 3 years ago, she had the idea of using her favorite music, blues, as a therapeutic tool to assist people with chemical dependencies. With the help of the Western New York Blues Society and board-certified music therapist Sheila Connors, Patty's project, Nurse in Blues, is now serving populations at two area rehab facilities, Horizon Village in Sanborn and Kids Escaping Drugs in West Seneca. I asked Patty what it was like when she finally got the program going.
I handpicked a music therapist, and she understood what I wanted to do. And we started with really young girls here in West Seneca, New York. And what I found were the girls next door, you know, pink and ponytails.
With dependency issues?
Chemical dependency.
Chemical dependency.
Which seems to be a real taboo subject. People are afraid to talk about it, but it's real. It's there. It starts young girls. It's all the way up. We're facing over 350 deaths this year. When I first interviewed some therapists, they didn't really understand it. And they said, why in the world would you use the blues? It's so sad. And that told me at that moment, they really didn't have a clear understanding of the genre.
Yeah.
Because, you know, it delights the soul. It's not always sad. It's problem solving in nature, and it's beautiful to listen to. But first it was, how are young people going to connect? Well, guess what? They absolutely did. And so that just moved us like a freight train. We're very pleased as to where we are right now.
So what is a music therapy session like? I asked Nurse in Blues music therapist Sheila Connors.
So you set up specific goals based on the needs of the clients. Typically, they're health-related needs. With people struggling with chemical dependency, typically it's not physical needs as much as mental and cognitive and behavioral needs. But one thing I've done with both of the groups we currently have now, Kids Escaping Drugs and up at Horizon Village, we will listen to a recording of Muddy Waters singing Got My Mojo Working. I'll pass out lyrics and we will talk about problem and resolution. So we'll identify the problem, what they consider. I let them show me, you know, What do you think is a problem in that lyric, Pat? Show me. Read it to me. Somebody will say, oh, well, this here. Where's a resolution? And they'll show me that. And then we generate a group discussion about, okay, what's name one problem in your life, and then think about one step you can take toward a resolution of that problem. You know, by the end, after hearing other people participate, after maybe being able to identify with something somebody else said and that feeling of, hey, I'm not the only one. I'm not alone in this. They start sharing. At the end of the session, most of them are smiling. Most of them say, wow, you know, I'm going to work on that or whatever. So that's an example of an intervention.
Patty Parks then summed up the aim of the Nurse in Blues program.
Our plan of care is individual to the person. It is not a generic plan of care. It's not a 30-day program, all fits everybody else. And then after 28 days, you go on into the real world and you'll be okay. This is a thought-out process with science behind it. And that's what I want to come. If I was to summarize this, what makes it different and unique is that it's well thought out. It serves in a master plan of professionals and highly skilled individuals to come to one endpoint, health.
That's Nurse in Blues program creator Patty Parks and board-certified music therapist Sheila Connors discussing their ongoing work with people dealing with chemical dependencies in Western New York. A fundraiser in support of Nurse in Blues takes place this Sunday from 4 to 9 at the Cove Restaurant on Transit Road in Depew. I'm Pat Feldball for WBFO.